Athelflaed sees Gary's face. He's beaming with happiness. At last, he starts talking and doesn't stop. He tells one story about how he found the trophy, then he tells another. They are completely different. The second story has nothing to do with the first, but nobody minds. They like both. Bob comes into the pub. The first thing he sees is the trophy, and he freezes, mouth open. People tell him that Gary found it, and he shakes his hand, almost tearful. "I won't forget this, Gary," he keeps saying. "I owe you one." By now, nobody remembers Dean's acrobatic saves during the final, or Ayan's dramatic entrance, or Bob's last-minute goal. Davingstock has found a new hero. It's time for us to drink up and say goodbye. There are still a lot of people left in the bar, joking and laughing, but we have to work tomorrow. The girls have already left. Can you hear their shrieks of laughter across the creek? The air is cooler. You should have brought your jacket. Stepping outside, it feels as though we are in a new world. The creek is as dark and thick as oil, its surface twinkling with diamonds. The sun has almost disappeared. The sky has been painted with brushstrokes of crimson, turquoise and ruby. Out on the marshes, the old man's boat now seems to sail in a sea of gold.